This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Well, since the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, Americans have been struggling with skyrocketing health care costs. Is that the understatement you've ever heard, huh? There's no relief in sight either, with insurance premiums set for double-digit increases in 2017, just in time to get us on the other side of the election cycle, no doubt. And, of course, we've got high-profile insurers such as Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, exiting the Obamacare exchange program and eliminating competition within the exchange market. Now, is this what you expected with our national health care takeover by the Democrats? You know, they own this problem. This is squarely on their shoulders. Not one Republican voted for this. They didn't want Republicans involved in the conversation. This was a total hijacking, and we're paying for it. And somehow they seem to be getting away with it, and they want to blame Republicans instead of themselves, and they are the ones. I mean, you got to hand it to the Democrats. They know how to rewrite history, and they know how to confuse the matter. And, of course, they get, you know, some support by the mainstream media that continues to hide their evil ways. But I want you to hear this cut from Josh Earnest and Aetna's Kevin Cork regarding Aetna's position on Obamacare.
Millions, tens of millions of dollars. This hasn't worked out so well at all.
Well, if you're Aetna, you've actually seen your stock price more than double since the Affordable Care Act went into effect. And the fact is, there are plenty of other insurance companies who are competing for this business who are doing it right. So, look, I'll let the let executives at Aetna explain their business decisions and to explain their struggles to make this process work. For their bottom line, plenty of other insurance companies have figured it out and are put forwarding offerings that give the American people a choice when it comes to providing health insurance for their families.
Okay, plenty? I don't know about plenty. Scott, do you know about plenty?
Well, I know I had insurance, and then the law went into effect, or the tax went into effect, and all of a sudden I didn't have insurance anymore. So... and I wasn't going to pay.
What's Josh Earnest talking about? I mean, and there's no follow-up question to this, you know, to say, okay, we say plenty. Give me some names here, because all I hear is all these major health care providers, whether it's Aetna on down the line, they're looking for the exits. But, you know, to hear Josh Earnest talk and hear the president talk, all is well. And I'm not getting that. So I'm just asking, am I missing something? Is there something so obvious that I've overlooked it here? Because all I'm hearing, and everywhere I go across the country, it's like, look, if you're not directly affected by health care and you don't need it right now, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you're paying higher premiums, but it's just kind of deferred. But when you need it and it's not there, we got problems.
Oh. I think the only thing that we need to know about this is that the program is so good that our elected officials said that they don't have to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, what does that tell you? And this is the same program that Nancy Pelosi said that we had to pass in order to find out what's in it, right? Like Pop Goes the Weasel, I think. I mean, this is such an indictment on the status quo and politics as usual on the Beltway. Again, you know, they insult we the people. You know, we don't know better. We don't know how to take care of ourselves, so we need these brilliant elites to tell us how to run our health care and take care of us, which, boy, I'll tell you, they have absolutely done everything they can to mess up health care in the United States of America. No doubt we're going to end up throwing our hands up and say, okay, help us, let's go to single payer. That's what this is all heading to, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your safety helmets. This is Bill Martinez live.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest has really, you know, lit things up quite a bit because she has had a direct relationship and is known of Bill Clinton for, I guess, over 40 years. So it's quite a history. This is probably the most insight that you will ever hear about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton from somebody who's been around Bill Clinton for such a length of time. Dolly Kyle practiced real estate law, was active with local, state, and national housing groups, founding member of the Dallas Affordable Housing Partnership and Dallas City Homes, and is a fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation as a country and western and contemporary Christian songwriter. Dolly's also a proud member of ASCAP and the CMA. Dolly Kyle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing great, and it's great to talk to you.
Well, good to be talking to you to, you know, get down to the truth. I mean, what this show is all about is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And some of the information you're going to be sharing with our audience is going to be disturbing, although it is going to be consistent with the character of one Bill Clinton and also Hillary that you have from direct experience.
That's right, and I don't know what your audience knows about me. I've tried to stay out of the limelight. I didn't want to do this. I didn't even want to write this book. But I have to tell you that it was after Christmas, I was watching a recorded show, and I was skimming through the commercials, and I saw Hillary, and I backed up to see what she was saying. And that's when she said women who have been raped or sexually assaulted should be believed. And it went all over me because, you know, she has attacked the women who Billy has attacked for all these decades. And I wanted to throw a shoe at the television screen, but instead I did something more productive, and the next day I started writing this book. So I just started this at the beginning of the year. A publisher called me. It has all fallen into place. So I think that's just the way it was supposed to be. But I do have the longest history of any living person who wants to say anything bad about the Clintons, I think. But, yeah. I met Billy when I was 11.
I wanted to say was what I've read about you, obviously I don't know you directly, but what I read about you and sensed from you is that this is difficult. This is not, you're not, you know, out here slinging mud as much as you are saying, hey, look, you got to make sure people understand what they're dealing with. And when you constantly hear the conflicting testimonies, it's got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just, you know, just makes your nerves scream.
Well, it really does, and I'll say this, and I said this in my book, Hillary, the Other Woman, I am not goody two-shoes, I never claimed to be goody two-shoes, but I have always taken the legal profession very, very seriously. I mean, I moved to Dallas as a single mom with three kids under the age of 8 to go to law school at SMU. I took that very, very seriously. I passed the bar exam in Texas before I graduated, and I took a job, and I was so excited about it, and 3 weeks into my first legal job, I quit over an ethics issue. So I kind of hope that tells your audience, no, I'm not goody two-shoes. I'm not a perfect person. I certainly made some serious mistakes in relationships. But when it comes to being a lawyer, and the Clintons, both Billy and Hillary, are a disgrace to the legal profession, and that goes all over me. Plus, having known Billy since he was a little kid, I was extremely disappointed in him overall to see how badly he turned out. People say, oh, he was president. Well, so what? I mean, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? And I'm not talking about going to hell. I'm talking about the soul being the mind, will, and emotions. And this man has sold out. Hillary has sold out. And it's just pitiful. It's a disgrace. And people can't believe it because it's so bad. It's so broad. It's so deep. The scandals are so pervasive. People think, well, how could that be? How could it possibly be? But in my book, Chapter 47 is one of my favorites, called Media Magic, or How to Make a Story Disappear. And I explain my own personal experience with this, and we're seeing this right now. Juanita Broderick, for example, I presume that your audience knows who Juanita is.
She's been on with us.
She was raped by Billy Clinton in 1978 when he was Attorney General. And Andrea Mitchell, who did a story on her way back, contacted Juanita in January and then said, there's nothing new here. And then said on the Today Show, I think it was in May, that Juanita's story had been discredited. Okay, so the little tempest in the teapot right now is that Juanita's son and lawyer contacted NBC asking for a retraction, and they took the word discredited out of their little online story that followed up the Today Show. And Juanita was, I don't know that she was okay with that, but I'm staying in New Hampshire right now with Catherine Prudhomme O'Brien, who has been very vocal about Hillary and speaking up for her, and you may have seen some of her things nationally. And Catherine and I were incensed. It's like, no, if NBC says this on the morning show, they need to retract it on the morning show.
Exactly.
And so that's
exactly
my next big campaign. It's like, all right, NBC, step up to the plate here and get over this lying.
Well, and there's no doubt the media has carried the water for progressives, for the liberal left and the elites for a long time. And I believe this is one of the reasons why they're losing circulation and audience, because they have violated their own principle for being. And their mandate for being is to document history. And what they've done is they've rewritten the history, especially when it comes to the Clintons. Now,
exactly,
I interrupted
right.
you.
Do your audience, do your listeners know that I filed a RICO, the Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organizations, federal lawsuit against Billy Clinton when he was a sitting president? Did anybody know that? And there was the issue of should he have to answer while he's in the Oval Office? And the district court said, yes, Clinton, you have to answer. And he took it to the appeals court, and it went to the United States Supreme Court, and they ruled in my favor to the United States Supreme Court. And NBC did not see that as news.
Yes. Well, it's not a big surprise, but let's go back. And I interrupted you when you first started telling your story. When you first met Bill Clinton, you refer to him as Billy, because you've known each other since you were kids growing up. You met him on a golf course.
Right, which kind of takes a little bit away from his story that he was such a poor boy in Arkansas, because most poor boys were working summer jobs, not playing golf at the Belvedere
right.
Country Club. But I was 11, Billy was 12, going on 13. It was the thunderbolt, as the Italians would say. We had an instant and long-lasting attraction. We became friends. We dated in high school. And there are no salacious details in my book, by the way, but I do set forth the progression of my relationship with Billy. And 15 years after we met in 1959, 15 years later, certainly as adults, we began what I would say is our adult relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So I knew Billy all that time, and in 1974, he introduced me to Hillary. I don't want to ruin the story. I know we don't have a lot of time.
Well, that's okay.
Today.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there on the other side of the break when we come back. Our conversation with Dolly Kyle continues. Hillary, the other woman, a political memoir. Right after this.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Parents, this is a reminder for you to take your adolescents and young adults to their healthcare provider to get any recommended vaccines before they head back to school. This includes vaccines to help protect against meningococcal disease, an uncommon but serious bacterial infection that can attack without warning. With recent cases and outbreaks at colleges and universities in the U.S., it is important that parents talk to their healthcare provider about getting their children vaccinated against meningococcal disease before they go back to school. Dr. Richard Chung, Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University.
Two different vaccines are needed to be fully immunized against meningococcal disease, a vaccine that helps protect against groups A, C, W, and Y, and a different vaccine that helps protect against group B, also known as MenB, which accounts for nearly 50% of all U.S. cases of meningococcal disease in 17 to 23-year-olds.
Visit www.stopmenb.com to learn more about MenB and available meningococcal vaccines. This message is sponsored by Pfizer, Inc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids.
Welcome back, Dweeby. America. Bill they Martinez here with you. It's always good to have you along with us. Our conversation with Dolly Kyle in her latest book, Hillary, the Other Woman, a Political Memoir. I say your latest book, Dolly, because a lot of people may not realize that you've been writing novels for a long time. This is not your first venture in writing.
That's right. It ain't my first rodeo. But, yeah, I started writing a therapeutic journal back in 1986, and I turned that into my first novel, and it was loosely autobiographical based on my life, and, as most first novels are, loosely autobiographical. It just so happens that Billy Clinton was a big part of my life. And right. So that novel turned into a trilogy, and it is available on my website, but I didn't put the Hillary book on the website because I want to make it very clear the website, the DollyKyle.com novels are novels. Those do not purport to be true stories, okay? They're just loosely autobiographical. But Hillary the Other Woman, which is on Amazon and WND Books and Barnes & Noble and all that, that is a true story, and I'm sick and tired of people sending me emails saying, liar, liar, pants on fire. I mean, people, there is not a lie in my book. I challenge anyone to find one. And the Clintons, Billy Clinton lied about me under an oath like we never had a relationship. And I have handwritten letters from him over decades. And some of those are attached to my deposition in the Paula Jones case, which is available online. So please, people, if you want to know, just look it up. It's all out there.
Right. Well, the thing we started to mention before the break was in 1974. That's when you first met Hillary. Tell us about that encounter.
Okay. I was single. I actually had been married, had three children. I was divorced. Billy was not married. Hillary, obviously, was not married. And 1974, Billy was back in Arkansas, in Fayetteville, in the northwest part of the state, University of Arkansas, teaching law and running for Congress and dating me and Hillary in Washington and Marla Kreider at the University of Arkansas and who knows how many other women.
Mm-hmm.
So in May of that year, the night of the Democratic primary, Billy called me and asked me if I would pick him up at the airport in Little Rock because that was the only place you could get statewide television coverage, and he was coming down there for an interview, and then he was going to go over to Bill Fulbright's headquarters to have pictures taken with him. Bill Fulbright had been in the Senate for 30 years, not only an illustrious Arkansan, but Billy's mentor, and more than that, his real father figure, the only decent guy Billy Clinton ever had a real paternal relationship with. So that night, I went to pick up Billy at the airport, and he had this middle-aged, bedraggled woman with him, and when she got up closer, I realized she wasn't middle-aged, and Billy had told me he'd been living with a law student named Hillary, but, I mean, you know, whatever.
It took you a minute to connect some dots, huh?
Hillary yeah. Dolly, and I thought, no way, this is the woman he's been living with. This is some kind of a joke. So I just got my old poker face on. You know, I stuck my hand out, shook hands with her, tried to shake hands with her. She glared at me, wouldn't shake hands. And, I noticed not only did she look horrible, but she stunk. I mean, smelled really bad.
Actually smelled.
Really bad, really bad. And so I really thought this was some kind of a joke, and Billy and I were going to laugh about it later. But I guess the joke was on him because he ended up taking her home. But anyway, he turned his back on Fulbright that night. I talk about this in the book and at some length because this was an extremely important thing to me because this is the first time that I saw Billy's ability to turn his back on people. And loyalty among friends is a real high value in Arkansas. And I know that Hillary was influencing him that night because she was looking at the election returns at the station and Fulbright was losing. Mm-hmm. So Billy decided after the TV interview that he wanted to go back to the airport instead of going by Fulbright headquarters. And I said, why? What's the deal? And he says, well, didn't you see the election returns? I said, sure. He says, well, Fulbright's losing. I know he's losing. All the more reason to go and support him. He said, I don't want to be seen with a loser.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said that, and you know, that in the company of this woman, I mean, really, and please, don't anyone think that I am jealous or a scorned woman or any of that, because I'm not. It's just, it was astounding to me that anyone could live with this person. I mean, I was afraid she was going to ruin my car seats, you know, like the valet parking on the Jerry Seinfeld incident.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought, oh, no, I've got cloth seats. What am I going to do? Yeah. But anyway, it was bad. So I met Hillary. She met me, and I did eventually figure out that really was Hillary. And she knew about me from the beginning, which is why she was angry. Yeah. She also found out about Marla Kreider and went in and snooped through Billy's letters and things and found the notes and cards and cutesy deals from Marla and shredded those, and that was the beginning of what I call the Hillary Scissorhands movement. And she's been shredding documents ever since until she progressed to, you know, wiping her server clean with a cloth. But this is the pattern of this woman, and she will She will erase history. She will do everything she can do to continue on the coattails of Billy Clinton. That's why she has had to attack all these women, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, Jennifer Flowers, me, and 2,000 others that no one has heard about because they are terrified to open their mouth. So this has been Hillary's pattern for the last 40-something years, and if anyone thinks that's going to change, someone asked me what would happen in a Hillary Clinton presidency, and I said, well, the first thing is I get audited by the IRS, and so does everyone else who's raised a voice against them, and then who knows where it goes from there. They plant false stories about me, everything. It's just...
Exactly. Well, Dolly, she's been very vocal about, you know, on one hand, how women should be protected and, you know, she wants to be the champion of women. But yet, you know, she has an established model and format that she's followed with every woman that has said, look it, I've been raped here by President Clinton or Governor Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, and she follows through, like you say, whether it's her scissor hands or the destruction of characters and that sort of thing. I mean, she's been consistent that way.
She certainly has. And the other thing I keep asking is, what exactly affirmatively has she done for women? If anyone thinks she's broken through a glass ceiling, think again. Women have been dragging on men's coattails, well, since they were togas or whatever. This is nothing new. The fact that she is the presidential nominee, that would have never happened if it hadn't been for Billy Clinton. I mean, he didn't want to run for governor again in 1990, and they did a poll to see if Hillary could just follow him in as governor. Well, Arkansas people wouldn't have elected her anything. And,
right.
You know, so she would be nothing without him. Oh, and I also have to say that she had her role to his advantage because she was the financial stability for that family. Billy doesn't really like to work. And she was to make the money, which is what motivated her in what has become Cattlegate and all these other scandals, Whitewater and all that, where she was trying to get money by hook or by crook, and mostly by crook.
Well, certainly the Clinton Foundation has exposed a lot, and it's, kind of reveals her industry to a whole new level, and she has really, put it on steroids. Now, Hillary Clinton says repeatedly Donald Trump does not have the temperament. You've been around and have experienced some of these situations. You know Bill Clinton has shared things with you. You know, what about her temperament?
Well, her temperament is some of the worst. I mean, you wouldn't want her to be a Girl Scout leader. But worse than that now, and I'll say this, everything everyone has read and heard by the Arkansas State Troopers, by the Secret Service, by anyone who has dared say anything about her foul mouth, her short temper, that is all true, okay? Let's just put that aside. That is all true, and she's a pathological liar. And here's what's the worst of it now. And I debated whether I should put this in the book or not, but I did. Chapter 50 of Hillary the Other Woman. I talk about her increasing cognitive impairment. And someone asked me after a show, well, what is cognitive impairment? It's losing it mentally. And I list the symptoms of cognitive impairment as set out by the Centers for Disease Control. And I list the things that people have seen if they've paid attention about Hillary in her.
Well, Dolly, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but we're going to have to direct people to the book, to Chapter 50. They can read it for themselves. You will not put this book down, let me tell you. Dolly Kyle has been our guest.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Fall is approaching and college football season is kicking off. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, you can enjoy the big game day on a small budget with this tip.
My husband and I went to a football school, so fall brings back great memories. As Ole Miss alums, we love tailgating on the weekends with dear friends. To cut down on costs, we create a tailgate potluck to maximize our mealtime savings.
For all of our tailgate festivities, we love to use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first 2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. Now that's a win I can brag about.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you, America. Why not? This is Bill Martinez live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Okay, the big voice, he wants to delay and psych me out and get in my way. It just could be one of those mornings. That's all it is. Maybe because he's still in shock. I was surprised yesterday when I read that the 10,000th Syrian refugee came in, and this in spite of the government saying they can't vet everybody. Of course, you know, the president must know better than the security analyst that said they can't. He says, oh, not a problem. What can you do? But, we welcomed our 10,000th Syrian refugee into the United States, and who would have thought it would have happened so fast? Now, this is Bill Martinez. Rick Amato is with us right now, political and financial analyst and host of his TV show, Politics and Profits, with Rick Amato. Who else? And we're going to talk about this economy, Rick, that the Democrats own. I mean, when, you know, it was said by James Carville and echoed by one Bill Clinton, it's still the economy, stupid. That's real. That's the reality of where we are in this 2016 election cycle, aren't we?
Right, Bill. First of all, let me say it's a pleasure to be with you and your wonderful audience. It always is the economy, and which blew my mind that Mitt Romney found a way to lose to Barack Obama in 2012, because it always is the economy. And, you know, the economy is going to come home and feel on a very personal, painful level, as it is right now, by many American families are starting to learn on this whole Affordable Care Act situation. As you know, Bill, and as many of your listeners are aware, Aetna has pulled out. They're not the first to pull out of the exchanges. Mm-hmm. And the cost of insurance for American families is going up, up as high as 40%.
But Rick, are they going to realize the increase
before? Are they just going to get warnings, or is the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton machine going to do everything they can to delay any announcement to where a minimal amount of pain and exposure to this reality is handled?
It's happening now. Mm-hmm. It may be that there may be some shenanigans that the administration can do to try and delay the perception of it, but the reality is it is happening now. And more families are now beginning to feel the pain. I would bet, Bill, that if all your listeners out there on your 275 stations across America, I would bet if they haven't felt the financial pain of increased health care costs in their own life,
mm-hmm.
then they have a friend or a family member who has.
Absolutely.
And if they go out and ask someone, they're going to find out that people are not happy. And that's going to increase between now and Election Day. And from what I understand, it could come to a crescendo in late October, early November. When I say crescendo, let me rephrase that. It could come to the point where it becomes a front page story, if you will, mm-hmm. in this biased media that we have.
Yeah, you can't spin it enough. I mean, listen to the White House. Josh Earnest yesterday talked about, you know, the exchange program that some of these companies have got it figured out. And he basically, in a sense, was chastising Aetna, just saying, hey, we've got these other companies that figured out. Why can't you figure this out? And wanted to assure us that all is well. But I mean, he's on, you know, typical of this administration. It's like they're on a parallel universe of some sort where the sky is filled with unicorns and it's not exactly blue.
Yeah, it's what I'm going to say nicely, try to say something nice without getting too graphic. What he said was pure BS.
Yes.
And this is what I mean by trying to change the perception. And people will get it. Because people will get that it's BS because they will see the pain in their personal life. It's not just that, it's others. Now, what does this all mean? The Republicans hold a 10-seat advantage in the U.S. Senate. Several seats are up for grabs in battleground states. And it's very likely that Obamacare and its failure is going to likely allow the Republicans to keep the advantage in the Senate come November. What about the presidential election? You talked about Syria when we first started the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Syria, immigration, and other stories, as you know, terrorism have been front and center, have dominated the headlines. Obamacare has not when it comes to the presidential election. That might change late October, early November. We'll have to see. But I would certainly, if I was advising Donald Trump, which I'm not, and my good friend is Steve Bannon, I would make the pain of the Affordable Care Act front and center.
Yeah, I agree. I think what's happening in the hometowns and local zip codes is some of these Senate seats, as we know, you know, to hear the pundits, you know, this could be a squeaker of a situation where it's not an automatic given that Republicans hold on to the Senate. They could potentially lose it, but they could potentially lose it probably for the same reason that Romney lost the presidency, and that is that he could not make the economy and the poor choices and leadership of the Obama administration stick to Barack Obama. And you can blame so much on the mainstream media. You can talk about possible voter fraud and on, but to me this is so teed up and so conclusive. I don't know how people deny reality, Rick, when, as you say, they have to vote with their checkbook and they're seeing that they're paying a lot more for premiums. When you had a president look them straight in the face and say, you're going to keep your same doctor, your same plan, and you're going to pay less. And none of that happened. And, you know, we talk about Hillary Clinton lying about lying. I mean, we have a president right now. I guess that's why we're even entertaining somebody who can lie their way into office. We figure, okay, well, you know, what's the difference? You know, we already went through 8 years of a lying president. What's another 8 more, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I think this is one reason why the Clinton campaign is so big on using the charge of racism. If you call Trump and his followers a racist, then that'll take the attention maybe perhaps for enough time off of the real issue. Here in California, where I'm at, if you are a entrepreneur, you're self-employed, you know, let's say you're an accountant or a life insurance salesman. I mean, if you're self-employed and have a family of three, you know, a wife or husband and a child, the minimum, your monthly health care bill is going to be $1,200.
Wow.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Now, we have county. There's a county in Arizona, Bill, that your listeners may not be aware of. I'm sure you are. There is no insurance carrier in the county, Pima County.
Mm-hmm.
No insurance carrier covering that county.
Right.
That's outrageous. Now, some people, what's interesting is Republicans have gotten a lot of criticism, deservedly so, over the last several years for talking tough talk on repealing Obamacare and then running away with their tail between their legs with doing nothing. In hindsight, incompetence may have prevailed here. That may have been the best strategy because it looks as if the whole thing is somehow going to self-implode and fall apart on its own. I am sure we'll have something that looks different in 2017 than what we've had
Rick,
the last few years.
Rick, to your point, what angers me about the Republicans is that, you know, they've been chewing on this since 2010. You mean to tell me you can't articulate a clear alternative to Obamacare by now after all these years in frustration? I mean, they've been so fixed on repealing and replace that they can't even do the rest of the work, and that is come up with a vision that we can exchange it with, right?
But you bring up a good point.
Rick, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being with us. Rick Amato on Bill Martinez Live. It is 18 before the top of the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
One, two, three.
Oh, I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. That's how I know. You take our brokenness and make us beautiful.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you, and it's for you. We're here to make your day, give you the information that you're not going to find anywhere else. Information that makes you an intelligent voter, that gives you something to talk about, something uplifting, something that you can use, hopefully, add to somebody else's life. And here it is. Now's the perfect time here, because we're going to talk about the legends of Hollywood. You know, you think about Gary Cooper and Lana Turner and Bob Hope. You know, they all had it all. Glamour, wealth, fame, you know. So, you know, the question is, what do they need God for? Well, everything. Mary Claire Kendall, in her book Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends, tells the fascinating life stories of an all-star 12. It's a must-read page-turner. I'll tell you, I was like screaming through it. Just fascinating. And it makes a great present, too. And it's a great summertime read, as Mary Claire says. And she's with us right now, so we're happy to welcome Mary Claire Kendall to Bill Martinez Live. Mary Claire, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think the relevance is that we all need God, especially yes. in this election cycle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one thing I hear over and over again. A lot of people, you know, precede their statements with, oh, God. So it tells you something. As you say, you know, the culture where we are right now, the pain that America is in. I mean, this is real pain in spite of the voter rhetoric, the election rhetoric, the White House spin and all that stuff. I mean, we have real life, real people and real troubles here in River City. And, you know, you look about, you know, all the shootings that have been going on in Chicago, the civil unrest that continues. We've got football players that want to sit on a bench during the national anthem. I mean, we're really kind of messed up, aren't we?
I know. And the era that these stars were in, at least we had the patriotism. At least we had the love of country. Right. So, but yeah, we just drove up to New York, and there's so much economic blight. And I was reading this Patricia Neal chapter. She was born in Packard, Kentucky.
Right.
It's a ghost town now. And, and now Kentucky is the locus of all women aged 35 to 59 dying. So at higher rates, drug addiction, and some of the stars had the same problems, but they overcame them.
Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe to your point, Mary Claire, was that we were probably a little bit closer to our moral moorings, if I could say. We were anchored a little bit better. We've let go of that in the name of progressivism. You know the sensitive nature. Everybody gets a trophy and all these sort of things. An absolute. Immutable laws are irrelevant anymore. So it's almost like we have to get on top of the roof and fall off to find out that the law of gravity still works, right?
Right. I know, because before, I mean, we've always been as weak and as, you know, the temptations are all there. But before, we kind of knew. We knew what was right and wrong. Now, right and wrong, you're right. It's kind of like it's hazy, but we're discovering it by, it's like the kid who puts the hand on the stove, they find out.
Yes.
What's wrong? But, you know, there's a better way.
Yeah, we are rather silly, and here we are going through it again. Our founding fathers did a lot of hard work for us and others before us. I mean, to me, this is the value of your book and the lives. I mean, here you see people who had so much, but after it was all said and done, it's like that song. You know, you and I talked about it before. Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? That haunting lyric, after everything, is that all there is? And I think for some of these celebrities who had it all, they had the fame, they had the wealth, everything, marriages, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, and, living the high life, and they came up empty. The richest man ever that was on this earth, Solomon, said it's like vanity. It's like trying to chase the wind, here it is, because after it's all said and done, if we're not connected to the one who created us and we ignore that, at least I can say from experience, having been around long enough, and God in his forbearance and mercy allowed me to discover this for myself. And that is that I have discovered I don't want to be without God.
Right.
I just choose not to.
Right. Because, the priest that I interviewed for the Ann Miller chapter, I know she's the famous tap dancer, Sugar Babies in Hollywood.
Yes, right.
But he said it's, and he baptized her just like an hour before she died. It was amazing. And he said, because it's amazing how God acts in our lives, he's always active. He's always...
Yes.
Yeah, and so we think he's asleep, like in that, in the boat, and Peter, like, you're awake, right. We're going through his... He's not. He's...
Right. Yeah, and even up to the last second. But I would also warn people, there's no need to wait for the last second, because I'm sure even in some cases where it's been that, it kind of reminds me of that scene in with Liam Neeson with the Holocaust movie. Schindler's List, and he was saying there at the end, I could have done so much more. If I gave up this gold watch, how many more Jews could I have saved? We run into that comparative sometimes. Not that our faith is, should be measured by what we do. I think that's the human condition, that we just can't do enough. This is why it is so difficult sometimes for us to really appreciate the true gift of God, because he says, I don't want anything.
Yeah, and that's a misconception with a lot of these stars. I mean, just because Ann Miller was baptized, she of all the stars, she had a lot of faith throughout, and she didn't do the casting couch. But all these stars, you think John Wayne, deathbed conversion, no, I mean, it was a long process. And Gary Cooper, though, toward the end of his life, but it was not deathbed. He realized he didn't want to be such a bum, and he wanted to give back.
Mm-hmm.
That misconception should be correct, is corrected in this book.
Well, let's talk about Patricia Neal. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago we celebrated the anniversary of her passing, right?
Right, 6 years, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Patricia Neal. Patricia Neal became very good friends Mother Dolores Hart, who wrote the foreword to the book. A really poignant story, because of course she had famously had that affair with Gary Cooper and Gary Cooper's daughter. It split up the family for a time, and Maria, the daughter, had famously spat upon her in public. It was a real icy relationship. But then Patricia Neal's life had such tragedy, and the stroke that she had when she was just 39. She was pregnant. She was at the top of her game. And then Maria reached out in forgiveness. I mean, she sent her a letter and said, I forgive you. And it was huge for Patricia and her healing process. And then how they then came in when her marriage, Patricia's marriage, hit the rocks, and she was just, she was fit to be tied, and how Maria reached out to her and suggested she might want to talk to Mother Dolores Hart at the Abbey, and one thing led to another, and this, Baptist, born and bred, up at the Abbey finding peace and finally converted. And now she did, it was a long process. I mean, if she was just, so Southern Baptist, but she did convert to Catholicism at the very end.
Right. Well, a lot of people are, kind of surprised when you look at, Patricia Neal, the breadth of her work, her stardom, and that. She was kind of the original, coal miner's daughter, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was born in Patsy. Packard. Yeah, as I said, researching today. It's a ghost town now, Packard, Kentucky. And then went to then the family moved to Knoxville because the coal business was finally was waning, and the stroke and how she said how she fought it, and she said hillbillies don't conk out easy. So yeah, that's she was a good contrast. Or I think Gary Cooper really liked that in her because he was from Montana, so he was kind of a country boy himself.
Right, right. Yeah, kind of a no-nonsense behind all the fluff and everything else. Pretty much no-nonsense kind of gal.
Very no-nonsense.
Yeah.
She had, and an incredible actress. She, she was good friends of, Ronald Reagan and had, just incredible talent. The fair center packing to New York, because that was at that time, as I say, we knew right from wrong. And Oscar-winning actress Hud, just an amazing life, Greek tragedy. But through her stroke, she gave back. A lot of rehabilitation centers were developed, helping people overcome stroke. An amazing, untold story. I know Maria Cooper Janis, the one I was trying to figure out when I was writing for Forbes, what should I write about, focus on? And she's like, this rehabilitation and what she did in people's lives is an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
That's really her
and
legacy.
The suffering that she experienced, I mean, can you imagine a four-month-old son being crushed by a taxi and enduring brain damage? I mean, what heartbreak. Something like that is tragic.
Right, and before that, her daughter, or 2 years after that, her daughter, they were in England, didn't qualify for this, I think, the smallpox vaccine, and died. And that I think, was the first, men and women suffer, grieve differently, and that really hit Roald Dahl, who was her husband, the famous writer. Now there's a relevant thing, the author of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the death of Hackman, Gene Hackman.
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Yeah. But she, grieved. It was Greek tragedy, and she, out of it, she found great faith, great healing.
Wow. Well, many great stories. The book, congratulations on the book. It continues to move off the shelves. It is, as we say, quite the page-turner. And tell everybody how they get their hands on it. And as you say, it's a great summer read. I mean, 12 stories. You picked 12 superstars to talk about and to share their conversion experience and how, even in spite of all the glam and everything that goes along with Hollywood and celebrity, they realized that they needed God, right?
Right, and this is just my first 12. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, they can go to Barnes & Noble, every place online. My website has all the links, MaryClaireCinema.com. Franciscan Media is the publisher. They can go there if they get their book.
Well, Mary Claire Kendall, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers.